in divisional play to remain in first place. But John Mooney, yes, Lakers, they were hit by a freight train the entire night. Not much going there at all. Keegan Valentine with the only points in the first quarter with a three, and his second quarter was pretty much the same. But as the game went on, they did not quit.
Right. It was, as far as the effort is concerned, there's no doubt in my mind that Coach Schwartz and Duber can tell his boys, hold your head up high, because you guys accounted yourself very well as far as your effort is concerned tonight. They played 32 minutes of intensity also. They just could not crack the safe. I mean, they could not get that ball in the paint whatsoever. The height of Bad X was just the determining factor on this particular night.
Some scores from around the region. At the end of the third quarter, USA and Vassar all squared up at 37. With a minute 21 left in the fourth quarter in Marlette, Marlette leads 43-41 over Harbor Beach. To start the fourth quarter, Reese leads Cass City 45-21. Of course, our final here, Bad X 57, Lakers 29. John Mooney, final thoughts.
Final thoughts is that, the people here that paid their tickets to see this game, I'll tell you what, they were not disappointed as far as effort is concerned by both squads. Bad X is where they're at because they've gone through taking their lumps. Lakers is going to take a few lumps this year. But remember, at the top of the show, we said that Lakers is one of the youngest teams in the area. And they're going to go ahead and file this away. And they're going to learn from it. And they're going to come back and just keep on playing and learning this year. Next year, watch out. This is a team that's like a 1 year away, maybe 2 years away. But they're going to be reckoned with. Believe me, the Lakers are back.
Well, how about this for the Bad Axe Hatchets? Now 8-0 on the season. Their averages are 57-43. They hit their 57 mark tonight exactly. Next week, both games are at home. On Wednesday, against Saginaw Nouvelle, a team they went into overtime last year and lost 51-61, all exactly a year away from on this coming Wednesday. And then on Friday, they will be hosting the Reese Rockets with cruising to an easy victory over Cass City.
If the Bad Axe Hatchets could go ahead and just pick this gym up and take it everywhere they go, so they really feel comfortable playing in such a venue like this, they'd be undefeated. In fact, they'll win the state championship. They are so tough on their own home court. It's unbelievable. They're a well-oiled machine. It's fun to watch them. They know exactly what each other is going to do. They've been playing since, who knows, the elementary school together. So believe me, this is quite a group, and they're fun to watch. Come on out and see them someday.
Lakers now at 4-4 on the season, averaging 43.5 points a game while allowing 50.75, a negative 7 balance for the Lakers, and have now dropped 3 straight. They are at home both times next week. On Wednesday, they host Harbor Beach, who's in a dogfight with Marlette right now. And then on Friday, they are home against Vassar, so Lakers' road is not getting any easier.
No, but they're going to take each opportunity for learning. And they're going to file it away, believe me. And sometimes they're going to be coming out on the right end of the stick. This is a team that I think has done a lot of improvement already. And that's, like I said, a credit to the coaching staff, and in particular Coach Schwartz and Druber. So watch out. This team is not going to be going away. Wait till I can't wait to see what they look like during districts.
And John Mooney, I hate to say this, but I had Bad Axe by 16. You took Bad Axe by 15, so that gives me a 3-0 lead on the season.
50-50 chance, and I seem to be falling short a little bit. But I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to go ahead and take my lumps now, but I'm going to get you later.
A coachable coach. Look at that. Tonight's game was brought to you by Thumb Styler, the talk of the thumb, Kohler Propane. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. DS Services of Cass City. Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin of all downtown Pigeon, and Pigeon IGA out on Caseville Road. Thumb National Bank and Trust of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, and McVeigh Insurance Agency. On behalf of our entire broadcast team, John Mooney in game analysis, I'm Clark Ramsey, back in the studio pushing all the buttons. That is Boomer. So we will see you this Sunday, at least hear from you this Sunday, as it's our season debut of The Baseline. Sunday at 7 p.m., that is the 17th of January. This Sunday at 7 p.m., broadcasting live from our east side campus of the Clark Ramsey Manor, The Baseline debuts this Sunday. Can't say it enough. Our next broadcast will be a week from tonight, Friday, We traveled down to San Juan County to watch the Sandusky Redskins host the Harbor Beach Pirates in GTC East action. On behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll see you soon.